Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, Jim Haynes, Litho Printing.
Hey, Jims. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Appreciate you giving me a call back here. Let me pull up your account real quick here. Let's see. So the good news is that you're going to get approved here for some funding. I got the okay today that it's going to happen, but we have to wait till, what is the exact date? We can wait till, it's really August 4th. August 10th is when it would be deposited into your account if you wanted it.
Okay.
And the reason why is because that will be your exact 50% mark. So what I'm doing is kind of just getting the terms and the numbers, everything together right now. And that way, you know, we can get everything ready so you don't have to wait, you know, past August 10th.
Sure.
It'll all be lined up to on that day you can expect that money.
Okay. So what's the deal?
Okay. So I wanted to get, let me see here and pull it up. Looks like so far minimum what I'm going to be able to, what's your daily right now? Do you know? I'm not looking at it, so I...
109.85.
Okay. So I may be able to get you, now this isn't going to be, you know, written for sure, but this is pretty accurate, okay? Don't quote me exactly, but right around here are these numbers. But what we're looking at is around an extra $11,800.
Okay.
And with that, if you wanted to take that, it would actually it would be an 18-month term and drop your daily down to around 103.
And the payback is what?
That I don't know yet. I don't have that exact term, that number here. Oh, you know what? I can figure it out. Hold on 1 second.
Also, I think on whatever I still owe, if I buy that out, if that's bought out at early, I get, if I remember, 6% back.
Correct. All that's calculated into this. So
okay.
Yeah, that's all. It's all redone. So we take that into consideration.
So I would walk away with 11.8 in cash.
Exactly. That's what you'd be netting.
Okay.
So it looks like you'd be borrowing 31, paying back 40. You'd probably have a balance around 19.8. Yeah, around the 50% mark is probably where you'll be. It's 19,850
was the total. So divide that by 2, 18,125. That's 106. Should get almost 1,100 off of that, so 17,025, so then 11.8 you're talking about, 5, should be 28.8.
Okay, yeah, like I said, these numbers aren't like 100%, because... things can change from now till then, but this is just everything stays well. And like I said, for you as a, you know, renewing, they're able to work with you and get you more money. And the fact that you didn't get another loan, you didn't violate the contract, you know, you're in good standing. So they want to, and this is just the beginning. If this works out well again in the future, it's the same thing. You could take out even more money. So just wanted to give you the update here and let you know that we can make it happen for you. So, you know, you got some time to think about it.
What was that factor rate in there, do you know?
Yeah, so if you would be borrowing 31, you'd be paying back 40. 31,695 is the borrowed amount. The repayment amount would be 40,918. Can you hold on 1 second, Jim? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that, Jim.
So you're still roughly at 30% then?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't factor out the exact percentage, but that sounds about right. But your daily will go down a few
We were at
bucks.
25 the last time, so you're going to 30 this time?
No, that shouldn't be right.
Well, that's what it's figuring out.
Okay.
I
Well,
mean,
these
same
are
price
just.
on the other 36,250 divided by the 29 that I got is 25%.
Okay.
And I'm having a hard time with the number you're coming up with,
Okay, the
to be
reason I
honest.
think the yeah, and that's the thing is that with us doing this early, it doesn't give me the full details here. You got to keep in mind the what you're paying back, factoring that interest in. It's already got the interest in. You
Right.
can't, you know what I mean? Like you can't calculate that because it's already factored into it. So what's
Okay.
happening with this renewal is you're taking out additional money, but there's still some interest being paid from the last loan. So it's,
Okay.
you see what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
it's not a fair interest rate that you're calculating there.
Yeah. Sounds to me like you could come up with a better deal. What about some kind of a long-term note now? You've seen the payment schedule, how that's worked out.
Absolutely. I mean, we can address it again. Like I said, none of this is final here. This is kind of like my calculator I had that I spoke with my underwriters. This is kind of what we kind of determined what we could possibly do on this date. That's if nothing changes, of course, like nothing dramatic happens to your bank account or something like that.
Right.
We can revisit this again in about a week or so, and then kind of touch base. And what do you want me to try to find out? You want something longer? What would you like?
Well, I would like a regular long-term note.
Okay.
What I would like to do is pay off my bank note as well as you guys or can whoever owns it now, and about I'd like about a 5-year note with $100,000.
5-year note with 100,000. Okay, that's going to be
Yeah.
a little tough. The reason why is because with that, I mean, we have those, but it's more of a secured loan, right? So you'd have
Right.
to put, do you have pieces of equipment you can use as collateral?
Oh, hell yeah, we got a lot of equipment. And
Okay.
it's all in excellent, fairly new working shape.
Okay, I tell you what. Let me look into that for you. Let me, if you can get me a list of what you have. Like your big,
Okay.
do you have like CNCs and lathes?
No, we have
What type of
presses
equipment?
and digital
Presses, okay.
equipment and a $35,000 power cutter and I do have an equipment list.
Yeah,
Could
could
you
you?
send me an email and tomorrow I'll get back with you. I'll send you that equipment list that I have.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Let's do
You
that.
have my
And
email?
yeah, I do. I still have it here. Let me make sure I have it. I have J Hay N
Haynes.
E. Yeah. Oh, J Haynes. Yeah. LP. I
LP at cable1.net.
at cable1.net. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah,
Okay.
send me an email and I'll send you an equipment list tomorrow. And I would much rather go that way instead of getting
Okay.
beat up with these cash advances or whatever you want to call them.
Well, yeah, they're unsecured loans. So with unsecured, that's why the rates are a lot higher, Jim, because
Right.
there's, we're hoping you pay us back. If you don't, we're
Well, one
SOL.
of the things I'm doing is paying off a loan. I would be paying off a loan where my assets are used as collateral against it. So if we pay it off, they're free to be done elsewhere.
Okay, yeah, let's see. Let me see what I can do. I'll send you the email, you send me that list, and I'll get working on it. Because either way, we got to wait, regardless, till the first
Right.
week of August. So I'll work on that for
Okay.
you.
All right, fair enough. I'll look for your email.
Okay, Jim, sounds good. Appreciate your
All right,
time.
thanks. Thanks,
All right,
Jeremiah.
no
Bye.
problem.